We're going to take a moment now to look at how smartphones have become a vital resource for many of the refugees and new arrivals trying to cut through the confusion of Europe's migration crisis. Kate Coyer is with the Center for Media, Data, and Society at Central European University in Budapest.
One of the most frustrating things among everything that refugees are facing is the total chaos and confusion about where they're able to enter, when they're able to enter, when these borders are getting closed, how much the system is changing, and the lack of reliable information that people actually have on the ground there.
Coyer has lived in Hungary for 7 years, and she's working with digital rights activists to give migrants and refugees better access to information.
Like so many people in Budapest, I was incredibly moved by what was unfolding, and I just couldn't help but observe how many people did have smartphones and how they were trying to charge their phones, trying to find Wi-Fi access. So we bought some 3G mobile hotspots, which, you know, they're smaller than most cell phones, and you load them with a SIM card, put some data on there, and you can be a walking hotspot. And so you can provide free open Wi-Fi networks just from having this little device in your pocket or in your bag. Providing internet access was actually easier than trying to provide the capacity for people to charge their phones. Eventually, after a couple days, we were able to set up a small booth with some portable battery packs with some USB ends that you could just have people charging their phones there.
So let's talk about how this technology affects the way a refugee crisis happens in 2015. When the migrants are en route, what kind of mobile sites and apps are they using?
I would say first and foremost, people are using communication apps. They're using things like Viber, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, Skype. And then I would also add that GPS navigation and Google Maps have been absolutely critical. I met a family from Syria, and they were really anxious about getting on the buses that the Hungarian government was providing. There was a real lack of trust. And so for them, they would rather walk the 120 miles from the border of Serbia to Budapest. And so GPS navigation was a way that they were able to get from one point to another.
Once refugees arrive, local governments and NGOs are trying to make information available to them via app as well, right?
There's definitely some really useful apps that are being created that have information, that have routes in different languages. I just saw something yesterday that had been produced, which was a map that showed some of the known landmines in Croatia and Serbia now that people are being pushed to go through different borders. And that is potentially life-saving information.
Wow. Kate, are you surprised by any of the communication trends you're seeing? Are people using social media or mobile technology in new ways in this crisis?
There is something really distinctive going on with the way that people are able to navigate for themselves more than they would have been able to do in the past. I also think that the smartphone usage is also transforming the way that aid is being delivered. There's a lot of sharing of very explicit information about what donations are needed where, so that a lot of the humanitarian aid and individual donations are really being targeted in ways that I think are making some of the aid more effective. I do also think it's important to remember that no single app or technology can give refugees what they most need, which is a safe place to live. But if technology can play a role in making those journeys a bit less precarious and harrowing and help refugees stay connected and have access to reliable and updated information, then they're worth investing in.
Kate Coyer is a professor at the Center for Media, Data, and Society at Central European University. Kate, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.